Representative Tom McMillan. He's from my neck of the woods in Rochester Hills. Tom, how are you?
Good, Tony. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. I'm a Mount Clemens guy, so I've been through your area many times.
Sure.
Hey, I wanted to talk with you. I saw an interesting story about meters and how to help us with the challenges we have with those. Talk about that story.
Well, I just, you know, the MPSC recently said last week that they have heard enough residents and citizens and legislators and municipalities, quite frankly, complain that these smart meters that people are, you know, being required or just kind of imposed on them, there's some concerns. And you Google it, and nationally there's been a lot of concern. And, you know, health-wise, you know, they emit, you know, and I'm not a scientist, Tony, but I guess they emit radio frequencies. They also, there's concern about whether, you know, just personal liberties as far as being able to, they can cut you off or monitor how you use your, you know, your appliances. I guess these smart meters eventually will be able to communicate with most of your appliances as the appliances get more updated and as far as the usage and stuff. So, you know, there's a lot of questions, and I'm glad that they're going to take a step back and ask for comments from all the utilities and from citizens. And then I'm drafting a bill that I'll drop this month that would allow citizens to opt out of this program, and they'd have to pay some of the meter fees. I guess that's the main reason they're doing this, is to save on meter reading costs.
The Michigan Public Service Commission will ask DTE about safety, privacy, and whether customers can opt out of the new smart meter program. For those of our listeners who aren't clear on what a smart meter is, can you tell us, Representative?
Well, I mean, as compared to the standard meter that you have to pay a meter reader to walk by and, I guess, check it or... I used to work for Mishcon. I thought they had these wands that they had to get within a few feet of or a few meters of. But these are smart meters that are being put in, and they communicate centrally at a central location for DTE. And so they don't. The idea that they say is that there's a lot of savings in not having somebody go out there. And also, I guess, if there's a fire, they can turn it off quickly as opposed to having to wait for an hour or two to shut down kind of that local grid area, you know, for safety people to get in.
Wanted to get your take on what you think we'll hear from the governor tomorrow night.
What is it, the relentless positive something or other that he, action or whatever? I appreciate... that, you know, he kind of just tells it the way it is. And I think you're going to hear things that he's happy about. We did a lot of accomplishments. I hope to, quite frankly, hear more about value for money budgeting. We heard a lot about it. And as a CPA, I love the idea of measuring. People are a little skeptical that when government measures, somehow magically things are always getting better. But I think we can demand transparency and real measuring of outcomes. What are we getting for that dollar? What are our priorities? I really look forward to more of that. We didn't see a lot of it this last year. I think he's going to have some more education reforms potentially. But, you know, we don't always know, because he kind of sprung that bridge thing on us last year. None of us knew about it.
Do you think he did a good job or a not so good job last year?
Last year's State of the State or the year?
Just assess him. Give him a report card.
Oh, you know, I would say definitely, you know, an A-. You know, there's a few things as a, you know, conservative. I don't like some of that federal money and light rail, you know, stuff that's kind of, I don't know. I mean, there's just a difference of opinion, but I give him a strong A just for honesty and kind of telling it the way it is and willing to take some strong stands. And I think some very good ones on things like the emergency manager laws. I think they're having the effect on the municipalities coming together and actually solving issues that they kept delaying for 10, 20 years, you know, school in the education area, you know, government spending. I think, you know, and then also, of course, just the business environment. I think that businesses are really optimistic here in Michigan, and it's a lot of because of governor's leadership and the legislature, and quite frankly, the citizens that are demanding it.
We've got two more questions for Representative Tom McMillan, who represents District 45, which is Rochester Hills, here on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. What's your opinion of the bridge? Do we need one from Detroit to Windsor?
You know, Tony, I've asked the supporters, show me the pro formas. I mean, you don't do a $2 billion project without your assumptions, your projections. I'm a CPA and financial analyst, and the supporters don't have any. And so I do the back of the envelope kind of thing where, you know, from what my calculations, and I've done some research just myself, they'd have to get all the traffic that's on the Ambassador Bridge and then increase it by 900% over the next 30 years just to pay back a $2 billion project. So, I mean, maybe my assumptions are wrong, but I just they won't put them out there. And that's just a real frustration. I don't think we need it. I haven't seen any proof, nor I'm somebody who would prefer. I'll be glad to vote to allow another competitor, but I think the citizens are going to be on the vote.
All right, and finally, what's at the top of your agenda for this next session? What do you hope to get done?
Well, I certainly want more parent empowerment. Tomorrow we're going to take up in education 619 cyber charter schools and just giving more tools to parents, empowering them. I'm also looking to, especially those in failing school districts. I mean, it's just so upsetting to me that we've allowed for decades kids to be locked in failing schools. I also look to, hopefully alleviate some of the issues that are burdening teachers, like continuing ed. I've heard that there needs to be some reform to help teachers in that area. School districts with mandates to help alleviate some of that area. And then transparency. I really want more and more transparency in government. And I'm and FOIA reform and things like that. So I'm kind of focused in those areas.
State Representative Tom McMillan, thanks so much for being on the show, sir.
Thanks, Tony. Anytime.